Is your motivational gas tank running on fumes or entirely empty? If that's the case, I recommend make it appealing, make yourself accountable, or make it automatic. I call this framework the AAA of action, and I briefly mentioned this in the first episode, but I thought it'd be a good idea to explain it in greater detail. And a little just so you know, not every episode of this podcast will be just about building habits and routines. I'll be sure to switch things up starting next week. All right. But jumping in, it is my belief that those three A's of appealing, accountability, and automatic, I believe those are the main ways people get difficult things done. And what's usually the case is that more than one of those A's is needed for an individual to get the difficult done in their lives. It's also important to know that people may use a different A as their primary fuel than you do. For example, if you're a person who works out consistently, what A of action makes up your why? Are you one of those people who find it appealing, meaning you like it, maybe even love it? If that's you, good for you. Seriously, the A of appeal is ideal. But just know that there are plenty of people who work out consistently who do so without finding it all that appealing. How are they able to pull this off? Well, it's usually because they have employed the aid of another A. It could be that they have made working out automatic by making it a habit. Or maybe it's because they have made themselves accountable to a friend, a workout buddy, their spouse, their kids, a physical trainer, or their doctor. The point I'm trying to make is that different people will use different A's, and that's okay. Whatever gets the job done. I like using this framework with people because it simplifies and describes how someone can add or amplify one or more of these three A's so they can get things done. And ultimately, be freed up to live the lives that they want to live. And before sharing a personal example of how I use this AAA of action, here's a quick breakdown of each A. First up, appealing. So yeah, it's going to be a whole lot easier to get that thing done if you don't hate doing it. Now, you might not be able to convince yourself that you love it, but ask yourself, can you maybe move from hatred to dislike? From dislike to, from to it's all right, I guess. There are several ways to move up the spectrum of satisfaction, but the main ways are to focus on the parts of the process that you enjoy and or focus on the feeling that arrives once you've finished. But if trying to make it appealing doesn't work that well, it might be helpful to add some accountability. For this one, who can you share your goals with? Who do you respect enough to ask them to hold you accountable? Or can you hold yourself more accountable by writing your intentions, writing your goals down on paper, or putting them up in big letters on a dry erase board or a bathroom mirror? Get this. A study conducted by Dr. Gail Matthews showed that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals when you just write them down. So when it comes to accountability, dream out loud by telling someone, or write it down. Because not only is seeing believing, turns out, seeing also has a lot to do with achieving. And finally, if you just can't seem to find any appeal and you don't want to be held accountable for doing it, well, it may be time to make it automatic, aka make it a habit. The science of habits tells us that it takes anywhere from 19 days to 9 months to make something automatic. On average, it takes 66 days. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news if you thought the average time was 21 days. But if you're listening to this and thinking, yeah, 66 days, it's not what I had in mind. If that's you, fear not. You can use the science of habits to shave several weeks off that two-month marker. A helpful tactic that will speed up this process is something I call the three S's to make a habit click and stick on the quick. The three S's are schedule, space, and sequence. For that first one of schedule, what that means is you do the habit or routine at a specific time, on specific days. It is scheduled. The timing of it is not random, spontaneous, or done when you feel like it. The second S is space. This means that you do the habit in the same spot, the same location every time you do it. And finally, the third S, sequence. This S is about making the habit a part of a larger habit sequence. What this means is that you do the same thing every time before starting the habit. This approach is something called a starting ritual. When I get into my personal example here in a minute, I promise this one will make more sense. Just know that research shows that these three S's will allow you to speed up the process of making something automatic. All right, so to make a little more sense of this, here is how I used all of this to get the difficult done in my life. The difficult duty, the tedious task that used to be the bane of my existence was something called email. A quick note here. I get that I'm insanely privileged to say that email was the thing I detested most. But I did want to share a real example of how this can work. So here goes. To make my email automatic, I use the three S's of schedule, space, and sequence to speed up the process of making it automatic. For that first S of schedule, I do my email every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night at 9 p.m. For the second S, I do my email in the same space every time. And my email spot is a brown chair here in my office. And the final S for sequence, what that means is that I do the same things prior to starting my email every time I do it. My email sequence is this, and I start with a couple starting rituals. And this is probably a good time to define what that means. A starting ritual is something that you do right before you start the more challenging effort. And it's usually something you find somewhat enjoyable. What this does is it helps to ease the transition into the more difficult task. For my email effort, I chose to use a few of these starting rituals. So what I do after I'm done meeting with people for the day here at my office, I start my email routine by grabbing a Spindrift lemon sparkling water from my little mini fridge. And then I put on my email cap. Yeah, I have a specific cap that I only wear while doing my email. So once I have my special water and my email cap on, I then will sit in the brown chair with my laptop and I crack open that lemon sparkling water. I take a sip, and right before I open up that inbox, I turn my email cap backwards. And when I do that, something clicks. Actually, it's more like a switch. I stole this starting ritual from Sly Stallone. So here he is to describe how this works.
What I do is I just try to take my hat and I turn it around. And it's like a switch that goes on. And when the switch goes on, I feel like another person. I feel like a truck, like a machine.
All right. That audio clip was taken from the movie Over the Top, where Sly Stallone's character, Lincoln Hawk, describes how turning his hat backwards gets him in the right headspace to compete at arm wrestling. And if you're still confused, which is totally understandable, and if you want to take the time to see what I'm actually describing, a link to the video clip will be in the show notes. But back to it. I realize that this all may sound a bit ridiculous, but it really does work. And here's the thing about these starting rituals. I only drink that lemon sparkling water and put on my email cap before doing my email. By making that drink and that cap exclusive to email, what it does is it cues to my brain that it's time to dominate some email. So there you have it. That was a breakdown of my email sequence. But I didn't stop there. I also came up with a few additional ways to add some appeal and accountability to this email effort. For more accountability, what I did was I added a line to my email signature that says that I read and reply to my emails every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday evening. By including that information in my emails, I've added some additional accountability that helps to keep up this routine. And last, but certainly not least, I added some appeal. I did this by giving my email what I call the spa treatment. So to add some appeal to doing my email, I bought a foot spa massager tub thing, and I justified this purchase by promising myself that I will only put my tootsies in that bad boy while I'm doing my email, with no exceptions, because I know if I do anything else, anything that is easier, more enjoyable while I'm using the foot spa, for example, getting on my phone to check out some scores, play a game, or watch YouTube videos, if I do any of those things, my brain will begin to associate the foot spa with those preferred activities and forget all about that whole email routine thing. So there you have it. Just a few ideas, chucking ideas here. But these are ideas that are backed by the science of habits. They might not be what you choose to use to get the difficult done in your life. That's totally fine. You're the expert when it comes to what works for you. My hope is that this episode got you thinking about some possible ways you can use the three S's of schedule, space, and sequence to make something automatic. And also, how adding some accountability may do the trick to make a habit stick. And maybe even this episode got your creative juices flowing about how you can add some appeal to seal the deal.